B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
University of Pittsburgh police believe a 28-year-old woman released bear spray inside a University of Pittsburgh building on Monday, sickening six people.
That's sick.
Sick.
That's potent stuff.
Yeah, Mary C. Seigert was charged with risking catastrophe and simple assault. Police believe that...
Smells like victory.
...that she went into the Eureka building Monday and released one can of bear spray. Witnesses said Ms. Seigert came into the building and asked several questions about the technology center before abruptly leaving and running down the street to catch a bus. Moments after she left, those inside the Eureka building began experiencing symptoms of being exposed to pepper spray, including difficulty breathing. The building was evacuated. Six people received treatment at the scene, and officers used surveillance video and canvassing to track down Ms. Seigert. They found her walking. She was carrying 2 8-ounce cans of Grizzly Tough Bear Spray Counter Assault.
Oh, she went big.
One spent can was hidden in a ripped seam of her jacket, while the other was still in its original packaging in her backpack. She told police that she usually carried pepper spray, but said it sometimes goes off unintentionally.
Absolutely. When you need to discharge it that way. When it comes out, bear spray, doesn't it come out in like a stream, like a straight stream?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to target the bear.
Almost like silly string.
It goes pretty far. Oh, really?
Well, I mean,
I've always seen it like a wasp spray when you're hitting a nest, that like a real concentrated stream.
Okay.
I didn't realize, though, that you could pick the bear you wanted to repel, because this was for a grizzly bear. Do they have them for panda?
No, it's not grizzly bear. It's grizzly tough.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bear spray. So it's
Yes, I have a Kodiak bear problem, and I see you're out of Kodiak bear repellent.
Officers, however, noted that she did not have any bear spray on her clothing or backpack. She had said she may have bumped it, but she was charged with 6 counts of simple assault in that. A convicted felon accidentally shot himself in the genitals at an apartment. And his problems didn't stop there. This guy was having a bad day. Cameron Jeffrey Wilson had a pistol tucked into his front pocket. When the gun discharged, sending a bullet through his testicles and then into his thigh. But instead of heading directly to the hospital, Wilson instructed his girlfriend to first drive to Lincoln Park, where he gave the pistol to a friend. A 13-time convicted felon.
Oh, there you go.
It is illegal for Wilson to possess a firearm.
Can we take a little side trip here?
As doctors and nurses performed surgery at Central Washington Hospital, a balloon containing marijuana slipped out of his anus.
Oh, my God.
I'm just having a heck of a day. First, I shot myself in the balls, and now a pot has slipped out of my butt.
Sheriff's detectives were notified that Wilson had suffered a gunshot wound and then responded to the hospital. They searched the car and found a bag of methamphetamine inside a pair of blood-stained jeans that he'd taken off before entering the hospital.
And my inspection sticker's overdue.
Detectives declined to arrest Wilson at the hospital and instead issued an arrest warrant on suspicion of second-degree felon in possession of a firearm and unlawful possession of meth. Wilson turned himself in, and during a strip search there, another balloon of marijuana slipped out of his butt.
Wow. Wow.
This dude needs to find a new stash place because he apparently can't keep it in there.
It's just not good enough.
He was arrested and then charged with possession of a controlled substance in a correctional facility.
Well, apparently now he has a new hole in his testicles, so he may want to use that.
Yeah, he could stash it there.
Yeah.
The people in a town in northern India took to the streets to demand action after a monkey went on a rampage through the town, attacking and biting residents in a 9-day reign of terror. One victim, a 60-year-old man, later succumbed to his injuries and died.
Yeah, the monkey killed someone.
The fact no anti-rabies treatments are available at the local hospital has further angered the townspeople.
They have issues with these monkeys all the time.
Yeah, the protesters blocked traffic, causing major disruption, which stirred police in action. They also laid the deceased man's body in the street, I guess, to help protest.
We'll keep going crazy until we get the right to vote.
The monkeys aren't having it.
No, they're not having it.
Police promised the townsfolks immediate action, which resulted in the lifting of a blockade. Rabies medication was rushed to the area, and 3-hour search by forest rangers resulted in the capture of a monkey that is thought to be the killer.
So, whatever you think about your life, just celebrate the fact that you don't have to deal with daily monkey attacks.
This incident comes just a week after another Indian monkey took a bank worker hostage in a bizarre video.
What?
The incident happened at the Axis Bank in Nirman Vihar. The customers watched.
Let her go and we'll give you bananas.
A local said the customers watched this incident with amusement and they laughed at the action of the monkey.
Was the monkey, did the monkey have the teller and a half Nelson?
No, but the story ends with this line. It says he also tried to hump the worker's head a few times
oh my God.
Before leaving.
That's just adding insult
That's
to injury.
Rude.
That is rude.
Man.
You know, their bones are so dense. If you recall, there was two years ago, that was a monkey on a high power wire.
And do I ever.
Way, way, way up there, and they were trying to get him down. He ended up jumping. This thing would have killed any human.
Yeah.
And he jumped off of this thing, landed, did a tumble, and then took off.
Yeah. You drink a lot of milk.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. And then one last story, and we have to get to our guest. Dog owner Rosie Brown from California recently hired Casey Bringle to walk and sit her dogs via the app called Wag. A doggy cam in the kitchen, however, revealed that Bringle and a strange man in Brown's bedroom were together and also that Bringle's parents had visited the apartment. Footage also shows Bringle sitting on their couch naked and yelling at the dogs.
So not only was she not watching the dogs, she was having sex with her boyfriend.
Yeah. Bringle told a reporter, though, that nothing happened in the bedroom.
Oh.
And she was naked on the couch simply because she got hot.
Don't you think it's implied if ever someone hires you to do any sort of sitting at their home, they want you to walk around naked and sit on their furniture?
Of course. But no, Wag has suspended Bringle as well as refunded Brown, and they offered to pay it for any cleaning services and a locksmith as well to take care of all that.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A whole 130 soft-boiled eggs for some reason.
Mm.
The ramen shop owner was perplexed when he discovered the break-in while preparing ingredients for the day's business. What's more unusual is he found the cash in the register, untouched. They just wanted soft-boiled eggs.
Put the eggs in the bag.
According to the police, five other restaurants along the same street were also broken into and suffered total loss of around 10,000 yen. Since soft-boiled eggs are one of the main ingredients in ramen, the owner took to social media to announce that his shop would be closed for the day while he replenished his stock.
Well, that sucks. They're
looking for a lot of eggs. Let's see. How about this one? Imagine the luck you would have had to survive being impaled by an item in a car driving on the highway. That's exactly what happened to a guy named Tim Page. He was driving a van on Interstate 5 in California Thursday morning when a tripod smashed through his windshield and punctured his lung.
Oh, yes, I saw the picture of this.
Yeah,
it's amazing he survived.
Say somebody stole the tripod from a California Department of Transportation crew and threw it off an overpass onto the Sacramento freeway. He survived with broken ribs and partially punctured lung. A man suspected of throwing the tripod was arrested on a warrant and might face a charge of attempted murder.
He should.
Yeah, because anybody who throws anything off of a bridge like that is crazy. A man pleaded guilty after admitting that he stole his daughter's Girl Scout cookie proceeds to pay for an erotic massage.
Oh, geez. Well,
okay, then. I see you.
Brian David Couture was ordered to do 80 hours of community service and pay restitution for filing a false report. He called police saying a stranger had come into his home through the sliding glass door and fought him. The district attorney's office said Couture's laptop was damaged and $700 was missing from a jar of his daughter's Girl Scout cookie sales. He later admitted that he invented that story and staged the house to hide that he had stolen the money for an erotic massage. He will also have to pay a $100 fine and be placed on probation. And I tell you what, we'll just do one more story since we're already running way, way over. Let's see. Federal prosecutors say a man has agreed to plead guilty to stealing a ring-tailed lemur.
Lemur.
Southern California Zoo. The U.S. Attorney's Office says in a news release, a 19-year-old Akinas Kasbar of Newport Beach agreed to plead guilty to one misdemeanor count of unlawfully taking of an endangered species. Prosecutors say Kasbar broke into the Santa Ana Zoo after hours, cut open an enclosure, and took a 32-year-old lemur named Isaac. 32 years old?
Lemurs get that old? Or is that a young lemur? I don't know.
The animal was placed in a container with no ventilation and later abandoned at a Newport Beach hotel.
That's no way to treat a lemur.
With notes identifying it as having been taken from the zoo. That's no way to treat a lemur. Media reported that Isaac wasn't hurt and was returned to the home so he's doing okay.
Said he was out of sight.
I get it.
Thank you. The love boat.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.